All right, who likes books? A lot of people like books, a little bit. All right. There is an interesting book called Believe It or Not. It was written by Robert Ripley. Mr. Ripley enjoyed collecting strange and amazing bits of information which, although they seem unbelievable, were true. He first published his amazing facts as cartoons in the newspaper. Ask your parents what a newspaper is. But they became so popular that they were published in book form and made into radio and television programs. There's even a chain of Believe It or Not museums. Let me read some examples of the amazing things you'll find in Believe It or Not. Joanne Barnes, a 15-year-old from California, once swung 68 hula hoops on her body at the same time. 68! Can you believe that? I think I would have to see it to believe it. So, how many people here raise your hand if you've ever used a hula hoop? Turn around. Do you guys believe that? We'd have to see it to believe it, right? Yeah. All right, listen to this one. A man by the name of James Cook once had a chicken that laid a perfectly square egg. Now, I've seen white eggs, brown eggs, spotted eggs, but I've never seen a square egg. Have you? No, I think I'd have to see that to believe it. Well, the world is filled with things that are hard for me to believe, but you know what? If it's true, it's true, whether I believe it or not. So on the Sunday that Jesus rose from the grave, he appeared to a group of his disciples. One of the disciples, Thomas, wasn't with them. And when the disciples told Thomas they'd seen Jesus and he was alive, Thomas said, "I don't believe it till I see it with my own eyes. I want to put my finger in the nail prints in his hands and place my hand where he had a spear in his side." Well, a week later, Thomas did see Jesus. Jesus invited Thomas to touch his hands where the nails had been. He told Thomas to touch the wound where he had in his side. Then Thomas believed. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and believed anyway." A lot of people today won't believe Jesus really rose from the grave because they haven't seen him with their own two eyes. Do you know what? It is true. You and I have never met Jesus in person, right? No, but we have to accept him by faith. The question is, will you believe it or not? Can you pray with me? Heavenly Father, help us to accept by faith that Jesus has risen and that he is alive. Help us to believe in your great love for us by what we read in the Bible and what we see in the world. Amen. Thanks for coming up.